Okay, I want
to talk to you about Ephesians 3, starting at verse 16. Let's go ahead and pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Lead us not into temptation, but just continually toward your Son. Father, I just ask for a new sister that's listening, that is called in the Lord, that this teaching would help her step out in faith more and more, believing and trusting, so that you may be glorified in her and bear just immeasurable fruit for your glory. As all these prayers you've always sent you say, amen. Okay, so I'm going to read starting at verse 16. It says, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. That's right there. It's so true. Is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. I just, now, what I'm talking about here, okay, in terms of the love of God, okay, and stepping out in faith and believing in him, I want to be clear, this is after just all those biblical, you know, sort of foundational building blocks have been addressed, okay? You're dead to self, okay? Come out of the world, you've repented, okay? You're not proud, okay? Not asking for things that are amiss, okay? Not, you know, so that you can satisfy, you know, the lust of the old man, okay? You're not worldly, okay? You're not proud, okay? Thinking that God's here to serve you, okay? But humble and lowly, okay? That's what I'm talking about, okay? You know, truly in your heart, desiring to love and serve the Lord, okay? To advance his kingdom, right? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, okay? Because it's very important, you don't want to take that, because that'll mix you up. If you're still in the world, still alive and serving your own life, then no, you're actually in opposition to the will of God, because the flesh is, you know, that old man, okay, is in opposition to God, okay? But I'm talking, that's what he talks about, he says, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, okay? I just want to exhort any sister that's listening, because I have gone through trial after trial after trial, where the Lord has told me everything will be okay. I want you to step out in faith and believe, okay? And keep going. And I've just seen this happen where I'm like, wow. And I'll tell you the truth, because at the end of the trial, it's not just a revelation. It's not just an answer to a prayer. No, it's not just an answer to a prayer. I don't want to laugh. But I'm just like, it's just like he says, that you may be able to comprehend. Because it's like, I'm going to do my best to put this into words, because I just don't really know how. I'll be honest with you. I'm telling you from a place of real honesty. Because it's just, when he says that you may be able to comprehend, I'm like, I don't, like, even being able to comprehend it and then to translate into actual words so that I can share with you. But it's just the thing that I thought I was praying for, okay? You know, it's not just that he grants that, but it's like this door is opened to just like a a valley and hills full of shining glory and like sparkling beauty where I'm like, whoa, I didn't even know that that is what I was asking for. I didn't even know, you know what I mean? Like, I had no idea. And then myself, that's why I say being humble, because I'm asking for this. I'm asking for A, okay? And he gives me A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all the way to Z. It's like, I didn't even ask for all of what I received, you know, in prayer. I was just asking, I had a problem, you know, I was asking for, you know, for the Lord to deliver me or whatever, but I get it, when I receive what the Lord has granted onto me, it's so deep and so spiritual, but also here in this world too, it bears so much fruit. This is Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. It says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in God Christ Jesus. That's what I was asking for, I'll be honest with you. I don't know it when I start my trial. I just see a problem. But I'm asking for Christ, okay? When I come to the end of my trial, okay, and receive, you know, the reward, okay, the prize, you know, like he says, okay? You can't comprehend it. It's Christ. It's Christ, okay? It's freedom. So there's the he fixes it carnally. Don't get me wrong, but it's so much deeper than that, and it's incomprehensible. It's Christ. I'm pressing on to Christ. I'm receiving Him. Okay, the God-Man, Christ Jesus. It's like something beautiful, and that's why you gotta repent. I can't reiterate that because so many saints are like, you gotta understand. The Father, He loves us, but He loves His Son also, okay? And His church, meaning us, okay, the bride of Christ, okay? And this is Revelation chapter 21, starting at verse 9, says, and there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. This is Revelation chapter 19, starting at verse 7, says, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His wife hath made herself ready, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And He saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And He saith unto me, these are true and faithful sayings of God. The righteousness of the saints. Like, you have to understand, bride of Christ, okay, His church. Like, Jesus Christ is a gift to us, okay? He's a blessing, okay? And He's holy, okay? And He's to be reverenced and cherished, okay, by us, okay, as a wife should cherish her husband, okay, and love him, okay. And if you're still in the world with this stuff that's in churches today, which is worldly and just read your Bible from cover to cover and done, read it again, okay, and come out of all that stuff, okay, because you see this when you receive Christ and you're from that place of lowliness and love and respect, okay? Where you fear and reverence God and you want to do His will, okay? And you're about Him and His kingdom and not yourself. And then you receive Christ. You go, yeah, of course you're not going to get Him if you're in sin. I mean, this is way, like, you're going to disrespect this. Okay? Like, this is a gift. Like, God's not going to hand over His Son. Okay, I want to explain something. He gives Him to us for eternal life, but I'm talking about is much farther than that, church. Okay, ladies, much deeper, much farther. This is beyond, okay, just inheriting eternal life through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm talking about much deeper, the higher things of God, okay, moving forward past that, okay. Again, this is Hebrews chapter 6, starting at verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptism and laying on hands, and the resurrection of the dead, eternal life, and of eternal judgment. Okay, and this will do if God permit. Okay, so it's talking about going on. Okay, this right here. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. Okay, and he goes on in that chapter. But tasted of the heavenly gift. So I'm talking about moving on to higher things, okay? Past that, okay? Becoming a full stature in the Lord, okay? Because when you get there, you see, you go, yeah, this is going to be hidden, okay, from people who are going to be disrespectful and not even appreciate. Because you can't, if your mind is worldly, you won't even see it, okay? And then you'll trample upon it and be disrespectful because your mind is still so corrupted by sin and lusting for evil things. And then, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, when a person's mind is of the world and it's sinful and it wants things that are of darkness, okay, you give it something of light, you know, it's going to just be disrespectful and not even appreciate it, okay? And so it makes so much sense when you do receive these things and you do finish your trial, you go, okay, now I get it why I had to be changed first, okay? Because this is holy. This is holy. I don't want to get off this subject, but I just need to explain that because so many Christians are lost here in the United States because they're still in the world, they're still alive, they're still about their own lives. Okay, just all those basic foundational stuff. They're still in sin even, okay? And then they go, well, we read the Bible and I don't understand. Yes, you got to obey those basic commands first, okay? Come out of the world, come out of sin, repent, die to self, okay? His kingdom come, his will be done. Just want to reiterate that. Because when you receive these things, okay, it's otherworldly and it's just like he says. And I'll tell you this, this is a true confession, okay? I'm not trying to glorify myself, but I'm trying to really explain something with truth. I've done works of faith, okay? That were really, they took strong faith, okay? Really strong, powerful faith to make it happen, to pull it through, okay? Real works of faith. But I will be honest with you, nothing. I'm telling you in sincerity, nothing that I've seen anyways up until this point, okay, and my walk with the Lord has required more faith than receiving the love of God. I'll be honest with you. It's powerful stuff. Like he says, he describes the size of it, the breadth, the width, the depth, because when I start to receive it and I'm going through a trial and it's coming to a close and I get a look of what's coming up, I go, I got to take a deep breath and just believe. I'm telling you the truth. I got to believe. I got to have faith that I can handle that. Okay? God's love is powerful stuff. Okay? It feels like it's going to enter you and just like you're going to, I'll be honest, like you feel like you're going to explode. You go, wow. And it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing, but it's just so strong. You know, it's just so strong, and you gotta have faith. You gotta have faith, you know, to go, yes, I believe that I can receive this, and I believe in the Holy Spirit that he will give me the power to, like, be able to even hold it, because it's just so huge. I don't know. I hope I'm explaining that well. I'm being honest, okay? But it's like this thing, just like my heart even starts to beat fast when I start to see it and know that it's coming, and I just have to believe. I have to have faith in the Spirit. Okay? I have to have faith and believe. Here we go. We're stepping forward into God's glory. And it's going to be wonderful. And I trust and I believe. I believe that he'll keep me and give me the power and the ability to have it. And to not screw it up. Okay? I believe in the Spirit. I believe in him. Because it's so magnificent. And then this is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting verse 9. It says, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But it's a thing of faith, okay? It's a thing of faith. It's deep and supernatural, okay? All right? And because it is otherworldly, it's from a heavenly kingdom, okay? All right? Beautiful, clean, clear, sparkling white clouds. I mean, I don't know how to explain it, but, you know, a glimmer of sunshine around them. Golden sunshine. I mean, just read the book of Revelation, that last, you know, chapter 22. Both chapter 21 and chapter 22, the way that it's described, okay? You see, you have to, it's by faith, okay? Because there's something that takes place when you step out in faith, okay? And move forward and lay your life on the altar, okay? And trust in the Father like a child, okay? That, like, that process, like, somehow it, like, cleanses you and, like, wipes away, you know, so much that is of this evil place, okay, so that you're able to move forward and have it. It's like just some deep thing that has to take place. It's like it's the circumcision, it's at the heart, it's something that needs to be like slain, okay, within us, okay, when we do that, and that death. That old man that's been slaughtered, okay? It's like a, what do you call it? A caterpillar, right? You know, going into a cocoon, and then what? That dead, nasty cocoon falls off, and this beautiful butterfly comes out, you know? It's like this transformation of this, like, death of, like, what is evil and ungodly and not wanted of the old man that is slaughtered and stays there and dies, you know, when you go through this by faith, because he'll tell you to do something, he'll tell you to step out in faith, he'll tell you to believe, and you gotta die, and it kills that, and then that dies, and it's really good, because then you're stepping out shiny and new, brand new, into like this beautiful thing of God, okay, but you can't take that old man with you into the new, into this new, like, you know, sort of, well, the prize. I don't know. You know, like it says in Philippians, you can't take it into that prize. You can't take it into that arena, okay? You know, that sort of new phase, you know, that is of God in your life where he's glorified. You can't take that with you. It's got to stay back there. Okay? So that's why you have to step out in faith, you know? Start to understand that. I'm like, that's the only way I can really obtain the prize. That's the only way that I can really obtain Christ. Is when I step out in faith, because there's this death that takes place, and then I can have him, but I can't seem to have him in fullness, you know, and that old dead man at the same time. Like, that's, it's got to be one or the other, you know, because I see that a lot of times with sisters, they don't have a revelation of Christ, they don't understand what I'm talking about, and then I start to understand, oh, it's because that's still there, they won't let go of that. You know, be it because of fear or whatever. And all of us are different, okay? Faith is a gift, so each one of us is called to a different purpose, okay? But I see that, and I want to encourage any sister that's listening not to be afraid when the Holy Spirit's leading you, to have faith and to trust, and to leave that behind, because it's some sort of a spiritual process that has to take place where that old man's got to go so that you can step forward through into something new that's of God, okay? And it really is. Just want to exhort you because, boy, I tell you, I really do. I mean, it's like, it's indescribable, the love of the Father. You can't even, yeah, well, it's like he says, you have to pray to comprehend it. He says, I pray you'll be able to comprehend, you know, because it's something. It's really something, okay? So keep going, sisters. And if anybody, any ladies have any questions, you can always, you know, go ahead and contact me, okay? I love you and blessings in Christ.